we're going to serve the people, of course, of the village, the native village there in Clequan, but we're also trying to pull in people from the valley up that way.
The Clequan Health Clinic expands services, and Streamwalk takes another step this week in Skagway. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley. That news and more up next.
Streamwalking along Pullen Creek. It's all about ecology. The Streamwalk is an interpretive trail along Pullen Creek as an alternate path to the City Museum. It would highlight the ongoing restoration projects and historical uses of the creek and showcase the cultural significance of the salmon. The Taya Inlet Watershed Council is holding a community meeting on Wednesday to discuss the progress of the Streamwalk project. A.J. Conley, Executive Director of the Council, explains further.
It's a community meeting. We had our first one in September, and this is our second community meeting, so people could come. They can kind of see what came out of that first meeting in September and get an idea of where the trail might run and where, you know, what sort of, what might be involved in it, what signage might be, and just the design of the trail, kind of. And then we'll have another meeting probably in March or April with the final design plan that we come up with after getting the comments on tomorrow night's meeting.
The council is working with the municipality as well as Fish and Game to develop the trail. The meeting will be held at the Assembly Chambers on Wednesday, February 15th at 6 o'clock. For more information, contact the Taya Inlet Watershed Council at 983-2426. Reporting in Skagway for KHNS, this is Misty Wiley.
Area search clinics have two new additions to medical staff. The Haines branch of Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium hired a longtime area physician, and the hiring of a nurse practitioner means upgrades to the Clequan Clinic. Michelle Susie has wanted to work in the Chilkat Valley for years. Originally from Ohio, Susie earned a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from the University of Kentucky and a Master of Science in Nursing from Spalding University, also in Kentucky. But in those years, her mind wandered to more northern places.
For some reason, when I was in graduate school, my husband and I had the ultimate goal was to get up here to Alaska. I don't know why, but they even mentioned it at my graduation.
She stepped closer to the last frontier by working in the emergency department of a Montana hospital for 5 years.
Over the course of time, I had interviewed at some places up here in Alaska. Tanana was one place, Metlakatla, before I accepted a position on the Kenai Peninsula in Port Graham and Nanwaluk for Chugashmute.
She had also applied for a job in Haines back then. That was her first visit to the Chilkat Valley, which would last in her memory.
In 2003, Haines search had actually advertised a mid-level position here, and I actually came up. It was over the 4th of July because I caught you guys' parade, and and just absolutely loved it, but I didn't get the job then.
Instead, she and her husband moved to the Kenai Peninsula to work in the Port Graham Native Village in 2005.
So like I said, in 2005, I accepted the Chugashmute position, and we made lifelong friends in Port Graham. They're wonderful people, Aleut, but the Supiak, Aleutian folks. A lot of Russian Orthodox influence, so a lot of it was new to us.
After 2.5 years, she took a job in Cake. After looking at jobs in Dutch Harbor, Heidelberg, Kluwak, Lower 48, and yes, Haines.
And then I looked at Cake and decided, well, yeah, I think we can probably do this for a couple of years. And all the time wanting to be in Haines.
Susie finally got her chance to work for 6 weeks in Haines as a fill-in nurse practitioner before her job in Cake. And finally, when the job opened for a third time, she got it. The addition is a big boost for the search clinic located in Clequan, which up until now was staffed intermittently by a community health aide. When he left the job, Haines doctors would visit the village to provide care 2 half-days a week.
My goal is to stay most of the time up in Clequan. And we're going to serve the people, of course, of the village, the native village there in Clequan, but we're also trying to pull in people from the valley up that way, from, you know, 25, 26, 33, all those folks, and even down below 18 Mile and all. If they're out the highway and we're more convenient to them than coming all the way into Haines, yeah, we'll see ya.
Nurse Susie will also hold evening clinics in Clequan, where she'll be open from noon to 8 p.m. The first one is February 29th and is for any urgent care, non-emergency visits. The clinic is planning to have a medical assistant and receptionist working three quarters time and a nurse practitioner there three full days a week.
The people who originally proposed for this just thought it would provide more consistent care to the folks there in Cluck One, and also to kind of build up and attract the people from up the valley, because the community health aid really wasn't that busy, and they're hoping to, of course, make it a little more profitable for the company.
Michelle Suzy has a nursing background with interests in naturopathic medicine. She's a family practitioner and can see patients of all ages. She'll also be staffing the Haines Clinic and working in Tenneke Springs a few times a year. The Cluck One Clinic can do some immunizations, but patients will have to see the Haines Clinic for some treatment. The Cluck One Clinic also has some workout equipment open to anyone who is approved by their doctors to use it.
Generally, I like educating folks, diet, exercise, all that good stuff. So I'd like to mostly be a, you know, kind of promoting well-being type of stuff. And I do have a pretty strong emergency background, but like I said, I'm not responsible for after-hour calls up there. But if something happens during the daytime when I'm up there, I'll be glad to help them out with that.
Any emergency medical needs or after-hours emergencies still need to go through 911. The Cluck One Clinic phone number for making appointments is 767-5699. That was nurse practitioner Michelle Suzy, who's joining the search clinics in Cluck One and Haines. In the next newscast, we'll meet Dr. Dave McCandless, the new physician at the Haines Search Clinic. Anthropologists, linguists, and elders will gather in Sitka this spring for a conference of Tlingit tribes and clans. It coincides with the 100-year anniversary of Alaska Native Brotherhood, the state's oldest Indigenous rights association. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this report.
We start on Thursday.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But Sunday doesn't really go into the evening.
Organizers are meeting in person and by phone to put together this year's clan conference.
The idea is that it's sort of a combination of a down-home get-together and an academic conference.
Richard Dauenhauer is a Juneau-based author, researcher, and linguist, as well as one of the event organizers.
So we encourage both academic participation, but also just folks in the community, and everybody has a chance to kind of get together, and you get different perspectives on things.
The event, called Sharing Our Knowledge, takes place March 29th through April 1st at Sitka's Harrigan Centennial Hall. Presenters include tradition-bearing elders, historians, and anthropologists from Southeast, the Pacific Northwest, and as far away as Germany.
What's unique about this is that for academics, it gives them an opportunity to speak and kind of mix it up with people who are actually living the culture.
Peter Metcalf is an author, researcher, and one of the conference organizers.
The part I like about it is that it's very accessible. There's a lot of very kind of intimidating concepts, linguistics and cultural anthropology and so on, but people aren't really talking down. They're just talking English so that we understand, or Tlingit, as the case may be. But there's very little jargon, and people are very respectful of each other.
He says the public is welcome, whatever their background or interest. The Sitka Clan Conference will include sessions on the Alaska Native Brotherhood, which is celebrating a century of work, as well as the Alaska Native Sisterhood. That's a topic of interest to Kathy Kolkhorst-Ruddy, another person helping with the event. She, Metcalf, and Dauenhauer researched and authored a study of the ANB's role in protecting Native rights.
And I learned a lot about the history of the success of the Alaska Native Brotherhood in preventing the extinguishment of Aboriginal title. It was very close. People don't know the drama of that story, so I'm eager that that success of the Brotherhood and Sisterhood be highlighted.
Other sessions will focus on museums, access to digital collections, archaeology training, traditional art and food, and other topics. Language expert and author Nora Marks Dauenhauer will present at the conference, as well as work behind the scenes. She's been recording elders and transcribing their oratory since the late 60s.
That's part of the reason that I'm glad that the conference is happening. I think there's a lot of people who would like to have their stories told.
Clan conference sessions will be videotaped and made available to those who can't attend. The dates, again, are March 29th through April 1st in Sitka. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Dick Hotch basketball tournament was in Haines for its 31st year. Whitehorse took the championship with a 73-70 win over Lonnie Anderson's team from Juneau. But Anderson got his own win when he was inducted into the Dick Hotch Tournament Hall of Fame on the final night of the tournament. Local teams from Clukwan and Haines were knocked out earlier in the tournament. Haines Merchants took third place after being overtaken by Anderson's Juneau team. Dozens of players and fans crowded the Haines Gym for the weekend tournament that has preceded the gold medal tournament for more than three decades. Three locals received honors being named to all-tournament, Cody Hotch of Clukwan, Jacob Hotch of Ed Hotch's team, who also got the three-pointer trophy for nailing 37 of them in the tournament. Bo Graham of local team Haines Merchants won the sportsmanship trophy. Whitehorse's Rob LaRose, known by most as Rosie or Rob LaRose Hotch because he's been coming to the Hotch tournament for so long, was named most inspirational. And the best fan award went to elder Joe Hotch from Clukwan. He's Dick Hotch's brother. A photo of him as best fan is at our website, khns.org, with this newscast. This is Tara Bicknell with Misty Wiley for KHNS.